Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today I mixed up the podcast episode with Daniel's story of how his experience was at his chiropractor, meaning our office at UCA Chiropractic. He talks about not only how it affects his overall body, but also affects his overall health. He's very in tune and self-taught how his body works. He starts out with the secondary effects of how his pain levels were affecting his overall life, his mood, his attitude, so he even walked properly, even enjoyed just being with his family. He also gives you a step-by-step play of actually how the process worked with coming into the chiropractic office, taking x-rays, understanding how the x-rays linked to his overall pain, and his first adjustment, first day. Also talks about Daniel, also talks about his, how it overall, over the period of a couple of months, chiropractic helped change his mood, change his ability to handle more stress, change his ability to relax more, even read more too and enjoy that process. He also finishes up with understanding that, again, because he's in tune with his body, doing the work, doing the stretching, doing the exercise, doing the habits that we teach our patients, guide them through if they need that to maintain a good habit, a good routine to keep themselves healthy. At that point, you can help with stress of your everyday life, whatever it might be, and even more over time so your body stays healthy, strong, relaxed, and you feel good all the time, my friend. So I hope you enjoyed the episode as a mix-up to overall podcast. So understand, hashtag how chiropractic works. At that point, see a chiropractor wherever you are in this world. Enjoy the week, my friends, and I'll see you next week. All right, sir, let's hear your story. And when you first came in, what was going on when you came in initially? What kind of work do you do?
I do construction.
Okay, and then with that, how many years have you done that? 6 months, a year?
I started in about 2006, so quite a while.
15 years-ish, yes. Being 2021 right now. What happened to make your back sore, uncomfortable, tight?
I don't know if anything necessarily happened, just over a long period of time. Just aches and pains and things.
So it wasn't an injury trauma, it was more like a gradual increase because of the load on your body, right? Because what you do. Yeah. And how did it affect you? What happened to your body? How did it change?
How did it change since coming here?
I mean, how did it change from normal to when you came in? What was it feeling? What were you feeling different or not good?
A lot of tightness, a lot of sharp pain. Having to adjust weird body position and weird mechanics to cope with the pain. And
did it affect your ability to walk well?
Walk, work, sit, probably mostly sleep.
How do you mean, what do you mean by sleep?
It's very difficult to find a position that would be pain-free.
Okay.
And just the tightness and, it's just difficult having to put pillows, sleep in weird positions, having to sleep in uncomfortable positions that I couldn't fall asleep in so that my back was operating.
Did it affect your attitude also?
It would keep me at a kind of low mental state because it would be distracting. It would pull me down into the pain instead of, you know, experiencing what's going on about me to the fullest.
And before you came in, what were you doing to help alleviate some of that pain?
A lot of stretching, trying to crack it myself, pain pills.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Any yoga, any exercise, any strength training stuff, or held off on that stuff? It was too painful.
No, I did some. Mm-hmm. I did some.
You mentioned some of that before, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Wasn't effective.
It would. I would have to do. There was be certain hip and lower back mobility that was. It did help, but it was very time consuming, and a lot of times I felt like I wasn't getting out of it as much as I was putting into it.
It wasn't the results you're expecting.
Yeah.
And the pain was still there.
The ROI, the return on investment.
Yes, I love ROI. That's one of my favorite things I like to say. And with that too, when you came in, what was your experience your first day? What did you experience, your step-by-step process, I guess?
Right away, felt nice, friendly, comfortable, and I was impressed with the staff. Not really knowing what to, I didn't think it was going to be as good as it did.
Have you seen a chiropractor before, or was it your first time?
Never seen it. And as far as the popping my back and stuff, that felt really good right away, which I did expect it to feel good, but I wasn't expecting it to continue to feel good, like when I left, when I got in the truck.
Wait a second.
Yeah, when I got home, I wasn't expecting that. I thought that just the movement and the better maybe stretch, the assisted stretch would mm-hmm. feel good, but I just wasn't expecting the long-lasting relief.
You expect to, like, you're working out, okay, feel good while working out, then all of a sudden it comes back again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a stretch feels
we
good.
We had before.
Yeah, a little massage feels good.
How'd the x-rays look? How was the x-ray experience, looking at your x-rays?
Well, I did see some arthritis mm-hmm. in my neck, which mm-hmm. I had kind of forgotten about, but that's another reason I had come into mm-hmm. my neck. Reading, sleeping as well, mm-hmm. driving, a lot of pains in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of forgot about that. And then I also seen an extra kind of bend in one of my lower spines where my mm-hmm. disc was getting pinched.
Kind of compressed, yep.
Yeah, compressed. Okay. Yeah, towards the back.
So almost improved your memory by your neck, right?
Yeah. And my also my hip. I was surprised to see that my hips were really off. I don't know which side it was, but one side was a lot higher than the other. I was not expecting to see that.
Did the x-rays correlate with what type of pain you're in and how you're walking, how your body was off balance?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That kind of gets that link in there, right?
Yeah. I was also, from all past injury, a lot of pain on the outside of my left knee, uh-huh. which has gone away surprisingly as well.
Did we treat the knee? Really been,
what's that?
We didn't treat the knee, did we? Did we treat the knee? Did we help the knee? What did we do?
No, what we did by all the popping and lock, or, you know, unlocking.
Popping and lock, that's like a dance move, isn't
it? Yeah, we do dance moves, we break dance, and then b-boy competitions.
But we didn't even adjust it, we didn't even look, I even touched the knee, but it healed.
From what I understand, what I really learned is, you know, I didn't have a back problem, I didn't have a muscle problem, it didn't correlate that, it had to do with my nerves, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when you explained how the nerves pull and tighten everything, that was, I was really surprised because I'm pretty savvy when it comes to
well,
the
Well, the thing
body.
Is, you understand the human physiology, how it works. So it gave you a different level of knowledge of how the nerves work to help everything else get better and feel better and heal, correct?
Right.
So what are you doing now? It's been about a couple months now. You've been coming in. What are you doing now that is different when you first came in that you couldn't do before?
That I couldn't do before? Well, I think sleeping is the best. Mm-hmm. Reading is a lot easier.
And, what do you mean by reading?
Being mindful, huh?
What do you mean by reading?
Well, I do a lot of reading. I'm doing a lot of studying. I'm studying to be a construction health and safety technician, and that's
a lot of testing, man.
It is a lot. And so it's easier for me to read because I can put my I'm more conscious of my posture when I sit and the posture of my neck.
Done.
Which is great because it's excruciatingly difficult to study when you're neck was hurting so bad.
Welcome to a lot of students right now.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So I just kind of get something to pop the book up a little higher, and I make sure my back is good and my neck. And although I'm using a little bit of muscles now from our walking exercises, it's actually less fatiguing to use. Well, I guess you're not using more muscles, you're just using them properly.
You have stronger muscles that have now better endurance,
yeah.
So you don't fatigue as quickly.
Yes.
Huh. Amazing how physiology works, right?
Yeah.
How's your attitude been since you've been coming in?
It's good. Here's another thing. So I understand, like, you know, they say, there's a saying, your body can be a weight to your mind, or your mind can be a weight to your body.
Uh-huh.
But with these posture exercises, when you do the wall thing, I just feel, I don't know, I feel like more on top of the world in a sense, a little bit from the, I thought I had good posture before, good confident posture before, but this is, it has really, it's oddly boosted my mood and I think my thinking, I don't know, it's just really, really cool experience.
Well, if we've reduced the pain, now you have better posture, now the muscles are more relaxed, there's less stress on your body, then you can boost more endorphins, more serotonin, so your body feels hormonally better. Now your brain relaxes, your body relaxes, you have more energy, boom. I mean, what else can you do to improve your mood?
Right.
You're doing it naturally, physiologically, so now your body has changed to make this your normal versus what you're doing before.
Yes.
You can't go backwards, apologize.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, I guess a week to say it could be a little boost in maybe confidence, just because my body's feeling better. And I think it's I'm more present. Uh-huh. I'm more present because there's less pain, like, distracting me from what's going on right now.
And think of people in pain, they become easily stressed, more depressed, more anxious, more affected by things around them.
Sure, because they're already a little bit irritated, uh-huh. So a little thing can set them off.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's just...
You pre-treatment, if someone said a bad word to you, you'd punch them in the face. Uh-huh. They're like, yeah, you'd laugh at them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It all comes down to, can we get the body to change, heal internally so your body can stay healthy, so it doesn't get affected by the stressors around you.
Sure.
All right, anything else, my friend? I love the shirt, too.
Oh, thank you.
Love the shirt. You wore it on a perfect day. Health social facts, dedication 100%, action 100%, planning 50%, execution 90%, knowledge 100%, motion motivation. Motivation 100%, passion, faith 100%, and strategy 100%. That's a lot of percentages, but it gets the hustle, my friend.
Yeah.
And you do it.
Away. I liked it so much, I had to get another
You go. Do it, though. That's all it is. You have to do the work to get there. You're doing the work.
That's right.
Anything else, my friend?
No, it actually works. You know, sorry, Joe Rogan, who talks, you know, some mess on...
I listen to his thing and I understand why he justifies it.
I see where he's coming from.
Because you're not getting results. Why would you want to go back?
Yeah. But he's so smart, I would think that he would understand more about, you know, this.
He has a different agenda, especially sponsored now, too. So we understand. He's a good guy. I love him.
Yeah. Oh,
I love
him. I'll still watch him.
Thank you, my friend. Keep doing well in 2021, my friend.
All right, on. Thank you. You too, sir.
Okay.